fine. I'm absolutely fine. I had a really good childhood, so there's nothing much to say. I've never even experienced any trauma. I've been really lucky. I'm absolutely fine. I grew up on a beautiful farm. I had a great relationship with my parents. I went to a really good school. We went on lots of family holidays. It was like the perfect childhood. home, so I've been really lucky with my work. I've always had great friends and really lovely boyfriends. I'm not really sure why I'm here. I floated out of my body. I was on top of the wardrobe watching what was happening to me down below. Scratchy and always metallic.
Really confused and upset. will wish they would kill me to make this all end.
I get flashbacks and triggers that usually come related to sex, but actually other times as well.
I used to be so full of energy, I used to be so kind of enthusiastic about everything. I developed this habit of just not wanting to get out of bed, not having energy, not getting on with my work, and really judging myself about that. And just kind of being like, well, that's because I'm lazy, but yeah, not having compassion with myself. There's this holding, there's this internal holding.
That's such a good gut instinct about people, which is more probably my most the way in which I'm most disappointed in myself from this whole thing, that I must have missed something. Realize he's mixing my drinks, clearly mixing them a bit strong. And then I remember being tired, and he suggested, well, why don't you just go and there's a punch down here, we'll go and crash out there and go to sleep there. And I was like, yeah. So went to sleep. And then I wake up and my jeans are around my ankles and I think his fingers were in me. And I just was so shocked, and obviously he was, you know, kind of getting ready to rape me or whatever the fuck he was going to do. And I was just so shocked and confused, and just, you know, said no, whatever, I don't know, and got up and pulled my jeans back up and gathered my belongings and sort of fled out of the room, and then I was just really, really confused and upset, and it was all just a shock. The whole thing upset me so much more than I perhaps had expected it to, so I completely isolated myself to be really, really on my own, maybe choosing isolation. And yeah, it was strange. I think it upset me more than I thought it would.
kind of scratchy and almost metallic. Like a foreign body, you know, in your body.
Put my finger inside you and you push your hand away, and then do it again and you push your hand away. She started kissing you or trying to kiss you.
What happened to me was just, it's the kind of thing that happens to everybody, so I really don't think I should be making a fuss about it. Even just talking about it, it's just making a fuss. I could have told him more clearly. It hasn't really affected me, I'm fine. He's not a bad person. I don't think he's a bad person. He wasn't violent to me, I didn't get hurt. I can't even remember it fully, so it can't have been that bad. There were three times when I was actually assaulted on three separate occasions by three different men. So there was this one time I'd been sleeping at a friend's house after a party. I woke up to the sensation of someone's fingers inside me. There was this guy on the sofa next to me who was just a complete stranger. The other incident I remember was, and again the same thing, I was asleep. There was this guy. I'd never had sex with him, I'd never consented to that, I never wanted that to happen. But he stayed over at my house and we'd both gone to sleep, and I just remember waking up with him inside me. But it wasn't his fingers that were inside me. So then there's the third occasion. He was a friend at the time, someone that I trusted. We'd been staying over at a friend's house after a party. I woke up with him having his fingers inside me. And I remember pushing him off and going, "No, don't, don't, don't." And then him doing it again and me pushing him off again.
I didn't really quite realise what was happening.
I don't remember anything. Like nothing, nothing, nothing at all.
I remember him putting his hand just in my knickers.
I think his fingers were in me.
I don't really remember the physical interactions, except that I didn't want to have sex with him.
The feeling of violation that came as he entered me, and that sort of pain and wrongness.
He turned me over and I didn't have any pajamas on anymore.
And then he started having sex with me.
And then he started raping me.
I was attacked by two teenage American students. They held a knife to my throat and tortured and raped me many times over.
I was raped as a child.
For about 4 to 5 hours.
by someone in my family.
I begged them to stop.
It happened many times over many years.
I remember wishing they would kill me to make a short end.
Even if you say no, he's going to keep trying and pushing and touching.
It was incredibly painful.
My reaction was to be completely disempowered by it.
And I thought it was my fault.
I think it was 2002 or 2003, and we were at a dinner party at Chris Lance's place, and it got quite late, and much drink had been taken, certainly by me, and we crashed in sleeping bags in the living room. And after lights out, I found myself lusting after you, Imogen, and came over to where you were sleeping in your sleep bag, or drifting on sleep, whatever. And kind of started kissing you or trying to kiss you. And after a little while of that, I was in your sleeping bag, and I put my mouth and my hands on you, and was, I suppose, hoping that you would respond, and that we would enjoy sex. And I remember you pushing my hands away, and I remember putting my mouth on you again and using my finger and putting my finger inside you, and you push my hand away, and then doing it again, and you push my hand away, and then stopping and going back to my sleeping bag. In the cold light of day, I was appalled by what I'd done. And I was ashamed of myself, I was embarrassed, and didn't know what to think. It had taken me by surprise. I mean, very quickly, this the next day, looking back, I knew that you hadn't consented to that, and that I'd done things to you that you didn't want to happen. I knew that. I wasn't under any illusion about that. And that scared me. And I didn't know what to do, what to think about that, except that I needed to think about that a lot. What happened was etched clear as crystal in my memory. And I mean, I don't think I ever forgive myself for it.
Thank you.
the not remembering anything was, in the first instance, the most frightening thing for me.
I actually kind of buried it for a long time.
I didn't want to make that much fuss.
I was just really, really confused and upset.
A sinking feeling and a kind of horror, I guess.
I woke up the next day and I wasn't in person anymore.
It's quite challenging to trust people.
I self-harm.
I was completely isolated myself.
I have had difficulty in maintaining long-term relationships with men.
I started to be really, really anxious.
Having panic attacks.
I kept having panic attacks.
I feel that if I say no to a man, I could actually be physically hurt.
My own nakedness was disgusting to me.
It affected a lot of my life.
Thank you.
sensation is still with me. Really, really genuinely being able to believe that people aren't going to hurt you.
Mine was in the context of a relationship that lasted 3 years. I remember that the feeling of him kissing my shoulder and knowing that he would keep doing that until I let him have sex with me. I remember the feeling of being lying in a bed and screwing my hands up and sort of pushing down and away, and the feeling of violation that came as he entered me in that sort of pain and wrongness. Also that feeling like afterwards of not being able to hear, well, I said no, so it was really bad, but knowing it was wrong because, well, I hadn't said no, I hadn't said yes either. Even if you say no, he's going to keep trying and trying and pushing and touching you and pushing until you say okay. Or let him do what he wants to do, and then that try and get it over with as quickly as possible. The most profound thing is a trust thing, that it's okay to let people in. It had quite a profound effect on my own sexual self.
You know, 55 years.
to forgive him for something he doesn't acknowledge is very difficult.
Do I hate men? No, I don't. Not remotely. What concerns me is society's attitude towards sex.
It's almost as hard as for me to forgive myself.
Forgiving myself has been one of the hardest things.
Forgiving myself what happened? Yeah, actually, now I can do.
I know that I'm powerful. I know that my body is.